Peace of Christ be with you. Couple notices, gentlemen. If you're interested in a men's night out, sign up online, hope.edu, for next Friday. Also, another notice, if you are interested in the Hope community, Hope Neighbors community, gather at the flagpole tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for a pancake waffle house, information from 10 to 2 o'clock. That's at the flagpole tomorrow morning. And final little notice, just an invitation to all of you. On Sunday night, we have a rare guest. Dr. William Williman will be preaching here, and I want to invite everyone to come out. That will be a great treat. But it's not Sunday, it's Friday, is it not? Yeah, it's feeling good on Friday. Love being here. Yes, the end of the week. Hey, we've got some guests here that are looking to check out Hope College, and we want to welcome you to Hope College. Yes. Yes. Welcome. I know that, yeah, all right, we got some boys excited. All right, I love it. We really are excited that you are here and that you're looking at our community. And it's a big deal to check out a college and where to go. And we'd really like to be your people. This morning, I want to call us back to the book that we love, to Scripture. I love Scripture. As I said last Friday, it's a bush that burns and is never consumed. You can always put your hands next to it. It always keeps you warm. I love how Scripture talks about Scripture. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says this: all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that all those who belong to God might be equipped and proficient for every good work. All Scripture is inspired by God. I love that. Not just some of the Scriptures, not just our favorite iconic text, but all of it, even the little bits that are easy to pass over, like this one that I want to call our attention to this morning in Mark chapter 3, beginning in verse 13. For those of you who are visiting, we're traveling through the Gospel of Mark this year. And this is the story of Jesus calling the disciples. Listen to the book that burns. He, Jesus, went up the mountain and he called those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, to whom he called apostles, to be with him, to be sent out and to proclaim the message, and to have the authority to cast out demons. And so he called 12. He called Simon, to whom he would call Peter, and James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he called Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Isn't that a cool nickname? Sons of thunder. He called James and John, and he called Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus and Simon the Cananean and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We thank you, God, not for just some of the bits, but all of the bits. Even the part of Scripture like this that's just easy to kind of read and pass over quickly. It's the calling of the disciples, and we have here just a list of names. But what does that calling have to do with you and us? What does it have to teach us? What does it have to correct and reproof and train us in righteousness in? Well, one of the fundamental things when reading the Bible is never overlook the obvious. Jesus goes up a mountain and he calls the people that he wanted and they follow him. And he appoints 12 whom he is going to call apostles. These apostles are going to be the foundation, the bedrock, the DNA of a new language of God, which is going to become the church of Jesus Christ that is going to spread out into all the world, north, south, east, and west. The first thing that God does, Jesus does through God, is that he calls them into a community. Do you get that? The calling of the apostles is the calling of Jesus, of individuals, into a community, a diverse community. Each person is incredibly different, has their own ideas and perspectives, but he calls them into a relationship with him and with each other. The very first thing that the Christian faith inspires in us is to be part of this new community. Now, why is that important for us to name? It's important to name because you have been lied to. And here's the lie. The lie is you can be anything you want to be. The lie is that each of you internally have all the resources yourself to figure all of it out. If you just plunge deep enough, you've got all of what you need to have equipped to navigate your way through this messy and complex world. The lie is this culture of individualism that throws you back on yourself and trains you repeatedly to learn how to rely only on your own skills, on your own autonomy, your own reason, your own habits. That is a lie. You do not have those gifts naturally all into yourself. Which is why when Jesus calls a people, he doesn't call them into just a personal relationship with them. He calls them into a relationship with each other. Jesus calls the 12. He goes this up into the mountain, into the high country where the air is thin, and he names people by name. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, sons of thunder, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Cananea, even Judas Iscariot who would betray him. He calls them by name into a new community. Because he knows that's what they need. They need each other. Jesus knows that if they're going to follow him into this world, north, south, east, and west, they're going to have more than their own internal instincts and skills and equipment. They're going to need a people. They're going to need to be more than just cultivation of what some call a hero ethic. The hero ethic is the culture of individualism. It's the image of the cowboy standing outside of the community. It's the image of the revolutionary leader, the sole individual who's got all that they need in order to make it in the world. It's a culture of self-sufficiency, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps kind of mentality. But Jesus doesn't call heroes. Jesus calls saints. The word hero is never once used in the New Testament, but the word saint is used 64 times. And every time that it is used in the plural. It's not just you and Jesus as an individual saint. Your identity in Jesus always takes place in the context of God's people, the commonwealth of saints. Sam Wells says it well about the difference between saints and heroes. He says that heroes learn to rely on themselves. Saints learn to rely on God in the community of faith. The church is God's new language, and it speaks not of a country fit for heroes to live in, but of a commonwealth of saints. You are God's new language in and so far in that you speak the language of the church. You find your identity in the church because the church is the body of Christ. In other words, my friends, you are not meant to go at this alone. You are not meant to walk as a solitary person all by yourself. You are meant to find each other. You are meant to be part of a church that is intergenerational, that is old and young, that is global with people from every tribe and language and nation, and that is long, that has the whole commonwealth of saints, and their wisdom is passed forward to us so that we don't have to learn everything anew just by ourselves. We're connected to each other. In other words, the church and our identity in the church, what Jesus calls with these apostles, is more than a community of just coffee shop. It's more than just hanging out. It is a community that has heard Jesus and responds to Jesus, goes up the mountain with Jesus, and then is commissioned by Jesus to be with Jesus, to proclaim the message of Jesus, and to cast out all demons. It is that which we are sent into this world to do and to be, but we do that together. Even just a chronology of names has something to teach us. All Scripture is useful. All Scripture is inspired by God. And your life right now is inspired by God. God wants to use you but he wants to use you in the context of God's people. Don't believe the lie that you have to do this all yourself. I believe this is fundamentally true. I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ is the great hope for the world, and there has never been a better time for us to be good at what we do. And what we do is being called into a deeper community, but that community has its common denominator in the God we worship revealed to us in Jesus Christ. In Christ, we are given the new language. In Christ, we are given a new body. And in Christ, we are given a family that is larger than just our blood. It's defined by our baptism. My friends, you and I, we are the descendants of this calling of the 12. It started with 12, but its ripple effect is all over the world right now. And each one of us who responds to Jesus, we're part of this community, which means that together we are family. We are for each other, and that we walk together into that wide open country of salvation. Amen? As you head into this weekend, my friends, remember that you are saints, and that you are saints not alone, but together. We are accountable for each other. Amen. Go in peace. I love you. Serve the Lord.